It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. We have the founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, with us, and we talked about a mystery yesterday, and I'm hoping there's going to be more mysteries in the next week, because Robin and I both love them.
Well, yes, Joe. I'm coming in day two with another mystery. This is...
I love it when you're here, Robin.
We've changed countries, though. We're going to France. This is The Coldest Case by Martin Walker and read by Robert Ian McKenzie. And we have gone to the Perigord region of France, a very rural town. And this is Bruno, chief of police of Saint-Denis, which is, interestingly, another fictional town like Three Pines.
You know, I heard, actually, I can even tell you when. It was in the spring when I was planting my garden. I just started listening to The Body in the Castle Well by Martin Walker, of course, read by Robert E. McKenzie. He reads the series. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you how much I planted just listening to this. It was remarkable.
Well, this is my first experience with this series, which has, you know, there are 14 of them. So I'm late to this party. But I love Bruno. And in this episode, he takes on a cold case that involves facial reconstruction of a murder victim 30 years ago. And then, of course, it doesn't stay in the past. It, you know, comes into the present, and you have all kinds of secrets that are unearthed. But of course, as Bruno does, I learned in this very first of the mysteries that I've listened to, he loves to cook. He loves to talk about his cooking.
Oh, yes, he does.
He tells us all about his cooking and the wines. So, you know.
Oh, it's so wonderful. For people like us who love food, who love wine.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't want to not tell about what goes on in the story, but really the appeal of this series is all about the food and the wine and Bruno as a very interesting character.
I was going to say it is such a nice companion piece to Louise Penny and Gamache, because it's so much about the place. Saint-Denis is inhabited by these characters, and both of these series are very concerned, not just with food, but with the sensory world. Mm-hmm. And I really like that. So there's the mystery, but it's mystery that's really set in a place.
Yes, and we have a narrator who is totally familiar with this series, as we did with Robert Bathurst. I mean, Robert Ian McKenzie has done, I think, all of these 14 in the series. I have to say this, that a couple years ago, we interviewed Robert, and he said in an interview, he said, doing a series is like living with that family of people. And you get to know them and inhabit their characters as the years go by. Mm. And that is so perfect for what we're talking about, not in Three Pines, but also in here in Saint-Denis, Bruno's world.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up?
Yeah, well, of course, I had to pick a description of one of Bruno's meals.
Okay. This is The Coldest Case by Martin Walker, read by Robert Ian McKenzie.
What are you up to, Bruno? I'll let you know over dinner, JJ, but I think you'll like the idea. Bruno planned a simple meal before he left to meet JJ at the museum. He would serve some salmon he had been curing for the past 3 days. The marinade was made of peppercorns, dill, salt, pepper, crushed juniper berries and lemon zest, with a shot glass of eau de vie drizzled over the mixture before it went into the fridge. The sauce to accompany the gravlax was made of Dijon mustard, cider vinegar, honey and sunflower oil. He had cooked a casserole of venison the previous day and had made an apple pie that he would serve cold with ice cream.
Oh, invite me for dinner!
Indeed.
Oh, but you know, I think Robert Ian McKenzie is such a deliberate narrator. And he's also subtle, which I really appreciate.
Yes, it's very interesting. His style is quite crisp, but he's taking his time, as you would in the south of France, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is one that I think I'd very much like to listen to.
Yes. And, you know, Robert Ian McKenzie also does another series, one of Alexander McCall Smith's series, the 44 Scotland Street.
Of course he does. Yes. Yes. Okay. Robin, thank you.
This was a good choice. Thanks.
It was a very good choice. We were talking about The Coldest Case by Martin Walker, read by Robert Ian McKenzie. This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles. Discover works like The Grandmother Plot by Carolyn B. Cooney. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.